We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joseph, come on!
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Joe O.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Host of BetQL Daily on the Odyssey app.
What is he?
I believe he is American.
Yeah, but Polish name, Ski, huh?
God bless the Polish.
Host of Early Odds on 670 The Score.
Guys, it's usually pretty boring when the favorite ends up cashing, but the chalk won. Chris Ronji, the last to leave real-time sports last night. So I was able to witness that. No surprise there, Ronji last to leave.
Joe O.
Good Polish kid.
With Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
The host of BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network, Joe O, with us on behalf of BetMGM. And he's with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We have a small White Sox development, Joe O, that you will get a kick out of. Paul Sullivan reporting that Tony La Russa will not be speaking pregame.
Is that what he said?
I believe he's napping.
Yeah, maybe he wants to get the nap in before the game this time, which it could be a nice idea.
But aren't they? Don't they have to? Don't managers have to talk pregame and postgame?
What the?
That's weird, Joe.
So we avoid the question? Is that what the thing?
Is he going to say, well, it's the trade deadline and like it's today's a day for the front office to speak, but managers talk pregame and postgame every single day.
They really do. I'm looking it up right now to see what the rules are in the MLB rule book, if such things exist. Because, yeah, that's par for the course for them to speak before and after. Maybe Tony's got a personal situation.
I'm guessing you know the rules better.
Meeting with the owner, possibly.
Oh, don't get people excited, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't get me. Hey, White Sox still can't get to that favorite mark, right? They're still not the favorites for the AL Central?
They kind of are, but it's plus money. BetMGM right now, they're plus 140. Twins plus 150, so it's about the same.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing them plus 185 at another shop, so okay. So
three games back to the 500 mark. We can talk again. They have now the third easiest schedule. Moving forward, Fangraphs says 37% chance they win the division. But yeah, it's a coin toss, basically what they're saying. Guardians at plus 250, so it's about even at most places.
So how quickly are these updated? The Twins made two deals, and they've got a closer now, or an alternate to Soto now with Lopez from Baltimore, and they traded for Tyler Mahle. So is that incorporated into the odds at this point?
You know, every time I see these Twins numbers, they're actually going in the opposite direction, Spiegs.
So
at BetMGM, they're 66-1 to win the World Series. Now, odds to make the playoffs, odds for the division, those might get shortened a little bit. But big picture-wise, going through the American League, the betting markets are not buying in at all on the Twins, which is pretty fascinating. Now, when big moves are made, it is immediate. As soon as you see the tweet from Morosi this morning, there's a reaction in the market. So yesterday, a couple days ago, it was 25-1, Padres to win the World Series. Bumped up yesterday with the Hader move. Pretty significant. Not a ton of overreaction, but a big move for the rest of the season. It goes to 22-1 this morning. Even though we knew that Preller was going to do something, we weren't sure if he was going to land Soto, but Preller was going to do something big. 20-1 this morning was the best price you could see. About a minute after Morosi's tweet, they're 10-1. World Series odds cut in half from 20-1 down to 10-1. The Padres are now the fifth favorite to win the World Series, even though we know they're not going to win that division.
That's what makes me respect the hell out of what they're doing so much. They're doing all of this to give themselves a better chance to be a road favorite in a wild card series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to compete from a media and attention perspective in Southern California. There's ego involved there, certainly for Preller and certainly for ownership. They battle the Dodgers, and they like to think of themselves as a big market California team, even though they are technically not.
For much of the season, the issue has been the offense, and you're going to add Tatis and Soto to that rotation. It is ridiculous. And the Soto, we know what he can do. But this is also, if you look at the last few years, this is when he goes on his tear. He did this a year ago. It started, I'd say, about a month ago. Last 21 games. His on-base is 500. His OPS is 1132. Time of the deal, I quickly looked around, and he was 50-1 for NL MVP. He's now 30-1. I mean, he's going to be playing some relevant baseball. Those numbers might mean a little bit more. Now, Goldschmidt is the odds-on favorite. I think it's too heavy of a favorite. He's around minus 125 over at BetMGM. But the NL awards, in particular the MVP, I think it's pretty wide open.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Like, high-leverage baseball for Juan Soto. Last time we saw that, he was the best player on a star-studded team for Washington in the playoffs. You know, Adam Eaton got, what, World Series MVP, I believe. But that was Juan Soto's postseason big time. He homered off Max Scherzer last night. Never had a hit in his career against Max Scherzer, and did so last night. Who were the favorites to win that World Series? You said Padres now fifth favorite. Is Atlanta mm-hmm. above them?
No, they actually jumped the Braves with that move. Wow. The Dodgers are the overall favorite. Dodgers and Yankees, it's about the same price at most spots. So we go Dodgers, Yankees, drops a little bit, not too much, to the Astros. I'd put those three teams on their own tier because they're about, let's say, average price 4-1. And then the fourth favorite is the Mets at 7-1. Padres come in. And then the Braves, and also another team that's not going to win the division. Right behind the Braves, you've got the Blue Jays.
Joe Ostrowski with us from BetQL Daily on behalf of BetMGM. White Sox, we'll see what they do the rest of the deadline, between now and the deadline, if they make moves or if they stand pat. You said you've got a White Sox trend that is worth noting.
Yes, it's an in-game one. I do want to mention one more thing, Danny, about just baseball being baseball.
Okay.
So August 2nd, we go back to last year. The Atlanta Braves were below 500. So maybe there's a little hope for White Sox fans. They're 52-55 at this time with a plus 48 run differential. The last full season we had before that, 2019 Nationals, they were 7 games above 500, run differential about the same, at plus 50. Now, the thing with Atlanta, not only do they have the star power, but they hit on everything that they did on this day. They hit on Soler, Jock, Rosario, Duvall, all big-time contributors. So that's the range that I'm looking at. I'm looking at teams like the Cardinals that are 50-1. Let's see if they make a move. The Mariners, when they're not playing, the Astros and Yankees are just beating everybody. Also 50-1. If you think the Rays are going to be in the playoffs, 50-1. The Phillies, I think they're going to add more. They're 55-1. So that range has hit in 2 of the last 3 years. So that's something to keep in mind. White Sox home openers. My goodness.
Yeah.
They have lost 6 in a row of these, including last night against Kansas City.
Yeah, 12 of 17. Is that right, Joe O?
That's for the year. In the last 15 home series openers, they are 3-12.
Ugh.
So in those 12 losses, they were favorites in every single one of them. The average money line price was the White Sox minus 167 favorites in those 12 games.
That's an amazing note. And this is one of those times where, like, the research and the gambling end of it ties into the emotional experience. This is part of why it has sucked so much to be a White Sox fan this year. Every time they come home and start a series, they're favored and they lose. Think about how that the effect of that.
Do you have a plausible explanation? Joe, with trends, I always think about random occurrence or reason for said occurrence. Where do you come out on it? What would the reason for that
be? I'd want to look back. I can give you the teams. I'd want to look back and see what the pitching matchups were. But obviously, they had the advantage. I'm seeing of these 12, a couple times they're minus 200 or more. And these six that we're talking about, these are the teams that they're losing to start series. KC, Oakland, Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Baltimore. We're not talking about the Yankees coming in. Or, you know, a team like the Blue Jays,
even
Tampa Bay, Seattle earlier on in the year. I mean, these are not quality teams at all.
I got a trend idea. I got a commonality for you. Here, wait for it. Their manager doesn't get them ready to play. How about that? He doesn't get them in the right headspace. They don't have leaders who help do it and would help in that situation. They don't hold each other accountable and get each other ready to go for series, and the manager is often sleepy or confused.
At the start of the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's not even like, baseball's late. Hey, late game.
You saw what happens at the start of a game last night on TV.
Yes.
Joe Ostrowski, good stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
BetQL Daily, he's with us on behalf of BetMGM.
Yeah, texture says bad scouting, bad pro scouting department, bad game plan analytics.
I'm not saying there's not a reason for it. I'm just saying that whenever I hear one of those weird, wacky trends that we've never really considered before, is that a random occurrence or would there be a reason for said occurrence? If the White Sox aren't going to make big ads, Spiegs has a list of things he wishes that they could actually trade for, and we're still waiting on Wilson Contreras and other Cubs moves to happen in the next hour and 5 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.